When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, sir. Are back with another interview. And lately I've been feeling like, you know, we gotta start working with each other a little more. I just did King Most Wanted with Tyrell. And right now I got Almighty Suspect with Jab Bam from San Bernardino. How we doing, fellas?
Yes, sir, man. We solid.
Hey, for don't swing on Jay, all right?
Yeah, good people. That's what I just told the homie. hey, don't swing on me. Don't shoot.
Don't do that, man. It's all love around this. We cooling for real, you know what I'm saying? How you feeling today, bro?
Man, I'm solid, you feel me? We out here. Thanks for having the IE in LA. I appreciate
that. Come on now. Yeah. This is long overdue, bro. And
facts.
And today, and today, honestly, it was unexpected. I mean, I booked with him once and he flaked.
Yeah, no, that was my fault.
That's like somebody. They do that.
Nah, facts.
They flake.
Hey, this it's a mission over here.
No,
mission over here, man. Oh, and then we ain't even used to the traffic out here. So it's like, man, it takes some getting used to.
Yeah, so I've been trying to tap in with Jab for a minute. I've been a fan for a minute. He know that, and then
that's bro right here. That's a lot of people don't know, but me and Duno, we've been
constant. We locked just in, locked clowning in. On each other's stories facts, and all types. Of, and then today I put in the group chat that I was interviewing you, and then Almighty's like, damn, we gonna lock some.
Me and bro was just chopping it up.
Yeah,
the other
then I was
too.
Like, what's up, you trying to do with me? He's like, I'm up there.
So, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm like, my boy can't be up in here without me up in this.
Me too. I'm you like, feel man, me? It's only me right. Here. It's you only right.
Okay. Yeah, man. But he texted me like, hey, bro, you got some questions I can ask, bro? I'm like, bro, he got no interviews.
Yeah, facts. Hey, that was one of the things, too, that I was telling myself because a lot of my fans were hitting me up and they was telling me, like, damn, bro, like, you need to start being so ghost. Like, you got to come out here more. You got to start talking more. But I feel like, damn, I feel like I'm getting interrogated right now. Man, all these cameras in front. Hey, this, I ain't used to this. I'm used to being up in a music video, you feel me? Doing my lyrics, chilling with, you know. But sometimes you got to step about your comfort zone, you feel me?
Most definitely.
That you ain't used to.
And then the fans want to know more about you outside the music. You know what I'm saying? So you got to give them a little light about you.
A little, you know, a little here and there, you know.
That's because I think this been like a conversation lately and I know Almighty could kind of chime in more, but like, it's been like a thing where podcasting is growing so much that it's kind of taken away from artists' real crap. Almighty made a name for himself a long time ago. But yeah, people feel like they don't want to just do podcasts. They're like, man, because everybody's doing it, or I don't want to be answering the questions that look crazy.
When you got free time, because man, I'm going to be real, I be watching all of the stuff that you guys be
going on. Appreciate
you,
yes, sir.
You feel me? It's when you got some spare time, you feel me? You chilling, no studio session, no music video, man, you kick your feet up. Put them on and they entertain you. You might just see the homie punching on somebody or something like that. So it's like, you know.
Especially if it's real that good, you go on Twitter.
Yeah, facts. You feel me? Hey, the homie went viral.
Hey, bro. You got to do what you have to do. You know what I'm
saying?
We doing that,
sound effects up in it. Hey, they should have put some sound effects up in it. Boom,
bow, boom, bow, boom, bow. Shit, bro. I seen slow-mos, fast forward, all type of
shit, bro. The feed one was the craziest.
See, that's when I was strangling him. That's when I was choking him in the corner like, what you talking to, man? The feet was going crazy. Yeah, but you feel me? We on some new shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. How it feel to be in this bro, you said it's your first interview?
Yeah, second,
no. Because the one I did one with Kevin Mora. One right there, and then I did another little one with DJ Flip.
Fire. Okay,
that's my boy. The one that I had my boy Blex up in there, but he just recently passed away.
R.I.P.
So that one right there, that one means a lot to me right there with Flip.
Yeah, Flip my dog.
And my homie that passed away, I don't know, I always used to see something in him. Like, I would always tell him, like, bro, you remind me of a rapper. You remind me, and it's funny, too, because back then, before I would rap, that's what people would tell me. Like, bro, you remind me of a rapper. You need a rap or something, bro. I threw the homie up in there. I told him, hey, get up out your comfort zone. Come up in this interview with me. But, yeah, so that one means a lot to me right there.
And I know him passing away has to do product with your environment, right? San Bernardino and there's so many questions I want to ask you about San Bernardino, like, and I could go on forever about that, but tell us a little bit about your upbringing and how was it growing up in the Dino, and then we'll get to the rest of the questions.
I mean, damn, like, I feel like it's every other city, you know? Every other city has, you know, ups and downs to it. I feel like, what was San Bernardino like? Wasn't it just, like, the most dangerous city in California, most definitely. And then have like a high murder rate or something like that. It was like the murder capital or something like that. And it's like, we don't even got like tourists out there. Like, ain't nobody driving to go to that city. Like, ain't nobody. The only time we got that is when, what is it, like EDC?
I'll be up there.
Right. You feel me?
Hey, every time I go rave.
Homies, this be high as f***ing that all on Instagram going crazy.
Every time I go to San Bernardino for a rave, I'm like, where you at for?
He's hey,
like,
but you know what's crazy? I never been to one of those raves before. Never in my life.
The baddest in the world, and they're all half naked.
Hey, but everybody be having fun. Hey, hey, but you know what's crazy, though, is like, we used to go to the raves, but we wouldn't be in the raves. They would be in there poking windows and getting in cars and shit like that. That was a lick. That was a lick right there for, like, for all the youngies. Like, when people would be, you know, hey, there's EDC this weekend. All the homies would be getting ready, and they would go and start smacking cars and be finding all tight. So it was like, you know, it was right in our backyard. It was in our backyard, so it was like, yeah, yeah. So they be finding jars of, you know, crazy stuff in there.
Stupid pills.
Yeah, stupid pills. Packs it all tight. And you name it, it was in there. It was in there. So that was something. But I never even been to one. Never even been to one.
And then I seen when you did the Kevin Moore interview, you talked about your first $4,000 lick.
Oh yeah, up in high school, I thought it was a shit.
Yeah, talk about it. Talk about that lick, how you felt, adrenaline rush.
Because a lot of the homies that was around us, they was all, you know, flocking. It was a flock game. Everybody was flocking. Everybody was into that. Everybody was doing that. I remember when YG even dropped the song, I was like, damn, you burning it out for us, man. You got to get us in trouble. Like, oh, come on, don't nobody know about this, and we doing
this. You felt like that?
Yeah, I really did. I ain't going to lie, because I was like, man, you burning it out for us, man.
Niggas felt just like that. I'm like, damn, he just made a whole song about the whole thing.
He was giving exactly how you do it, and it was like, damn, man, come on. Like, now that's when everybody started getting onto it, and then they start raiding our cribs and all types of stuff. You know, one time they raided the crib, I had like 4 TVs up in there. I had like 4 laptops, and they was telling my mom, like, you know what your son's doing? My mom was like, I don't know what's going on. My child is an angel, so, you know. So no, anyway.
But you know what's crazy? Because I was around what time, suspect? 2000 and what?
20, like, what, 13?
14, 15? Yeah.
20, okay. Like 13, 14?
So now that I'm thinking about how you said how he made that song, and it burned it out for everybody that was flocked. I never flocked, but they were making example out of food early those times, right?
Yeah, right after strikes, that song, they was giving everybody strikes.
They was washing niggas. Yeah,
they was giving everybody strikes and everything. All the homies was like bowling pins. They was strike.
Oh my gosh. So now that I'm seeing it in two flockers' eyes, sorry to put that title on you guys. But like, I was in juvenile hall and food were getting 10 years.
Yeah,
facts. I'm like they're charging you as an adult.
It was either that or take a strike and
like,
go home.
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
because they know you're going to go home
and flock.
They know you're going to go home and flock again.
No, I was like, there was some fool. Him and 3 of his brothers flocked. And I'm like, how old are your brothers? They're all like not too far from each other. I'm like, they gave you 10 years for robbing a house?
Hell yeah.
And he said, hell yeah. And then I had another homie in juvenile hall that got out. And then, but now he's doing life. And I'm like, oh, you caught that strike early.
Yeah,
instead of doing the 10 years.
Yeah, that's how they do you.
Wow, damn. Yeah.
And especially if it's like fucking YG, president or something like
that. If somebody president, you're fighting your fitness.
Nah,
if
somebody he president, did his thing, though. You fighting know, your of fitness. Of course he did his thing. You know, he's telling about his background and stuff like that. But yeah, when I was up in high school and I touched that little bit of money, you know, you think that money's going to last forever. Shit. So you think, you know, you even start belittling people. Like, man, get up out of here. And you can't wear what I wear. Your mom bought you your clothes. Like, you feel me? So it's like, you know, you walk around with a little chip on your shoulder, but it you know, I need to fucking up. I need to go back to school. I thought it was going to last forever.
And for what grade was this?
Then it had to be like 10th grade.
You got to walk us through the lick.
Yeah. Oh.
Walk us through the lick.
You got to walk us through the lick.
Come on. YG set it up. YG set it up.
Yeah, blame it on YG.
You find a crib, you go scope it out. Because they don't believe in bank accounts, man. Just go listen to him, man. He's going to tell you everything right there.
And being from San Bernardino, do you guys drive up to Big Bear to fuck around all the time?
To be honest, I've probably been to Big Bear like 3 times. Right now, it's nice. I just seen that you was over there, too.
I love it.
I was like, why didn't bro hit us up? Why didn't bro hit
us up? Y'all might want to lick my cabbage.
Hell no, man. Hell no.
I just always thought you guys just drive up the hill. Yeah. It's kind of...
I know when you was out there for EDC, that's when you called me up.
Yeah, I called you. I was up there for Beyond. For Escape.
And I told you, I was like, tap in with me when you leave. I was like, tap in when you leave, because one of my homies had a Halloween party around that time. I think it was around Halloween. Yeah. I heard it was cracking, too. They had all the Thuder boxes.
I ain't going to lie, though. Look, when I called you, I was driving over there, and I clicked, and I was like, And the homie's like a square. He's like, is San Bernardino the most dangerous city in California this year? And I'm like, yeah, maybe. And I was like, nah, we good, though. We would jam.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
We straight. He like, them bullets ain't straight, dog.
Hey, the crazy part is, bro, God, being an L.A. nigga, growing up, and you hear about the IE, and you be like, man, that shit bullshit. Nigga, when going out there, yeah, the fuck it ain't. Yeah, nah, niggas, sure. It's getting active it's out because, there, I it's promise
it's,
you.
It's cheap out there, you feel me? And everybody, you feel me? You when you live out here for so long and you getting into so much trouble and stuff like that, and you know moms is probably like, man, we need to get you guys up out of the city, you know? The first city to go to is cheap. You go out there, but you don't realize when you're going out there, you chilling with people that are a lower class, you know? You're going to run into some bad facts. Influences.
Everybody left, started to leave throughout the 90s, early 2000s.
Yep.
Went out there and just took the same mentality. You know what I'm saying?
But not even that. That mentality's been there. People don't understand that San Bernardino's a poverty city. When you drive San Bernardino.
Hey, go to the malls. Go to the malls. I just had a conversation, man. You go to the Inland Center Mall, dead. There's like 10 people in the whole mall. The mall that was previous to that was what? The Carousel?
And then
Carousel Mall is a bandit.
Hmm.
Bums be sleeping up in there, and it's still like... There's two stores up in there.
Waterman, nigga, you might die. Now,
yeah, man, the waterman is bad. Hey, you could go through it. Hey, young, bust me down. I need a little 10K carat gold grill.
No, it's crazy because I ain't gonna lie. I went out there for some pussy once.
Yeah, you drove that hour.
I drove it, dog.
He said, "I
look. I'll be damned if I lied."
And you probably have some of the homies.
Now. I'll be lying if I damn, bro. Hey. Hold up, no, I didn't pay for none of that shit. Fuck y'all. But I'll be damned if I lied. I ain't gonna lie, So the homies were like, "I didn't have no car." The homies like, "We'll scoop you up, but you gotta figure out your way out there." Little bad bitch, and I was like,
yeah,
this bitch bought me my little Greyhound ticket. No cap.
Yes,
I ain't never lie.
Pussy.
Hey, they be in front of the Greyhound. Dedicated. Too. Yes,
no, she pulled up, she scooped me up. We're kicking out her crib. Thought when we drove to that motherfucker, I was like, why are there so many boarded houses?
Yeah, facts.
And this shit like Detroit.
And I'm like, dog, that's exactly what I said. and then she was like, well, she was kind of giving me the rundown about how, like, the poverty's so low and, there's really no business. People got to drive out here to come work.
Exactly.
And I'm like, so now it kind of makes sense when people have a good job and they're able to, like, maneuver and travel and like, do shit like that. Don't move to San Bernardino but still work in L.A.
Yeah,
or a little closer. They're working a little closer cities.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no wonder this shit crazy. Everybody need money out here.
They don't got an economy out there. Yeah. Everybody who lives there, majority, they don't work there. They travel to other places. Travel. So it ain't no money in the city. So niggas going to do whatever to get it.
And I heard something like that, too. Like, the reason why the city is like that and the malls are like that is because we leave the city to go shop other places. We leave other places. You know, we leave the town. We don't shop at our malls. There ain't no other stores to go shop, so we hit, like, Ontario. We hit places like that, like, what's the one in by Palm Springs? Cabazon.
I go out there all the
like,
time.
We go to places like that to go shop. We don't shop right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you feel me? Because you don't end up going to the shop. You don't go shop, you know, trying to get something for the kids in the gauge. Now you're in the sale.
Facts.
Now you're in the sale.
Now you're in the sale.
Facts.
And when you drive out there, the environment's a little different, even though, like...
But that's what's crazy because everybody be talking when they be like, oh, you from the IE? There ain't nothing but cows and there ain't nothing but what we gonna do?
Cow Temecula, dog. We know something that you know.
That's when you start going towards like Victorville. That's when you start going towards like the high, you know, that it's
high
like
desert,
a bunch.
The HD.
Yeah, that's when it starts getting like a lot of land. But like San Bernardino's just like a regular, you know, little city, but there ain't no big
You grew up there your
buildings.
Whole life?
Yeah,
never moved nowhere else?
I chilled in Rialto. Rialto's cool. Rialto's right next door, though. Like literally, like right next door. So
but it's crazy how like, you go to Rialto and it looks hella nice.
Yeah. There's a difference. Hey, but I ain't gonna lie, Rialto still gets active.
No.
Rialto still gets
active. The IE gets grimy. You guys. They have less things to do, so there's more shooting.
Hey, that's what I be trying to tell people, man. We don't got no baseball team. We don't got no football team. We don't got no theme parks. There ain't nothing to do out there. There's literally nothing to do out there. There's nothing. So of course you just start getting bored and you just start
frustration, dog.
You gonna gangbang?
Frustrated?
Nigga.
You feel me?
You gonna gangbang to find something to do?
Exactly. That's
just what it is.
You feel me?
You gonna steal, gangbang, or both, nigga?
There's like really not no clubs. There's bars, but the bars get active, you know. So it's like stay away from the bars, you know. So it's like, yeah, that's.
But if we're being okay. There's all the bad shit, but what are some of like the good memories and places you went to in San Bernardino when growing up?
I feel like, man, all the homies, all the cousins, because my mom is originally from Long Beach.
Mm. Okay.
My mom's originally from Long Beach. So I got family out there in Long Beach. You know, we still go visit them. But my mom came out here. She came to San Bernardino, like, kind of, like, by herself. Like, yeah, she kind of came by herself. So, yes, yeah, so I would say, like, you feel me? The family, the cousins, you feel me? I love days like Easter time, you know, everyone gets together, you know. The whole hood comes together, put some food, you know, up, and it's cool.
Y'all didn't have no carnivals, like no shit like that. Like Route 66. Like shit that's from
the
city.
I would say Route 66, yeah, where they bust out all the old school cars and stuff like that. But then again, they had to shut those down for a couple of years because it was bad. It was bad.
Shit, man.
They had to shut those down too. So, like, a lot of things, like, you know, so the city kind of like, they try to give you, you know, some leniency, let you guys do something, and then bam, something bad happens. So it's like, yeah, we can't do that no more.
And for how's the relationship with moms?
Oh man, mom's is she a real one right there. How many kids has mom got? Like 7 kids, you feel me?
And you're her favorite?
Yeah, I got brothers right here. Yeah, that's my brother right there.
Okay.
That's the baby right there.
That's what's up.
Oh, he the youngest out of 7? Yeah. Oh, he the favorite.
Yeah, nah, yeah. Hell no, I am. You feel me?
Who the favorite, bro?
We all fight for the favorite spot.
We all
favorite. No, I ain't fighting for none. I already know I am. She's like, you came to rapper. I don't see you right here. Hey, I don't see you right here.
Shots at his brother. This nigga.
His mom. Hey, come sit down right here. I got
his
you.
Mom. This his mom finished his interview. Tripping.
Nah,
oh, you want to be the favorite motherfucker?
She knows. She. But my mom's a gangster. My mom's a real life gangster. Like a lot of people don't know that. But my mom's a gangster right there. She did it all. You feel me? Popsy's doing life. She didn't they try to get her for something like that? Like, yeah, they locked her up. You know, man, I remember one time I see my mom come down and change. They had her strapped up like she was about to, like a ninja assassin. You feel me?
How did that affect you growing up, seeing your moms like that?
Well, I was at the other crib. I went to the homie's house when I seen all the trucks coming. I went to the homie's house. He was there, though. He was there. I left. Everybody was like, don't go over there, you know? Don't go over there. And so I stayed at the homie's house because we had a lot of stuff. So we was able to get all the stuff and go to the homie's house and chill. Yeah.
Did you have a relationship with Pops before he caught the life?
Well, me, I refer to him as my dad, but my real dad, I really don't speak to him. I really don't talk to him. Yeah. That loud, meaning we fist fought before, like stuff like that. So, you know, like it was bad growing up with him. So I always respected him. I always liked my step pops. I always liked how he was respected in the city.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, it always made me want to be like that. I wanted to be respected just like him, you know? So I carried myself, you know, in the best way, carried myself differently, you know? I didn't want people to go around and, you know, want me to, you know, laugh at me or nothing like that. He's like, you know, hold it down and you had the same respect around the city.
Did the relationship with your real pops get affected by the fact that you had another man, but that somehow showed you more love and
I remember one time, I was down bad. I was down bad. And I ended up calling Pops. I had to be like 15. I had to be like 15, 16. That's when we was flocking. And I was down bad. I didn't have no money. And I ended up, I don't know what made me call him up. I called him up like, hey, man, my car broke down. I need to get my starter fixed. You feel me? I'm a teenager. I was doing my thing. No, I had my own car and everything. He was like, what are you calling me for? I ain't your dad. He's like, go call him up. Isn't that your dad? I was like, damn. Sharp thing, though, I called up Step Pops. You know, he's doing life. He's doing life, and I explained the situation. He's like, what the hell you doing? Don't ever go to him. He's like, for sure, I'm going to have some money dropped out to you right now. Had some one dude that I didn't even know. I think he was from L.A. He came through. He blasted up, and he just came through. He was like, hey, here goes a starter. I just bought it for you. Never met the guy in my life. Never seen him again.
Sound like Step Pops is a real nigga.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, now he's a joint in the city for sure.
Damn, but see, imagine that, bro.
How did that affect you? Like, did that make you feel like, nigga, I'm finna go up and really be like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Did that make you walk around with S on your chest?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because, you know, you feel like you got big shoes to fit in. Like, you gotta get there, you know? And everybody wants that type of, you know, as a man, you know, everybody wants to walk up in the building and be, like, respected. Everybody wants to be, so... You know, you got to do what you got to do to get there. You can't just sit there and just live off of someone else's name. You got to go and get it yourself, you know? So that was always something that I had to do. You know, I felt like I had to make my own name. I had to make my own name. I had to be, you know, make my own print in the city, you know?
So what age you jump off the porch? First time you went down?
Damn. I don't know. We was always doing. I bought my first pistol in sixth grade.
You tell us that story?
Okay, check this out.
Hey, we getting in there. Hey, Bernardino needs some therapist. We gonna go do toy drives.
Them niggas need a YMCA.
Y'all need a park. Clippers, move your asses to San Bernardino.
But check this out. Tell me this ain't fly. Let me take a little water.
Ain't no shit fly about a sixth grader with a gun, motherfucker. I know a lot of motherfuckers. Y'all need to go to jail.
Nah.
Nah, I'm just fucking talking.
Do no.
Free jail in sixth grade.
Hey, nah, look it. So everybody used to go, everybody knows about the Pizza House off of Sierra. Everybody goes, we that was always our family spot. We always go to this Pizza House. We would always fucking steal tickets and cheat on the games and do everything. And one day, we were sitting by the little eight, you know where you put the quarters in? You put a dollar in, you get four quarters back. Yeah.
The exchanger.
For some reason, we went and the motherfucker was open. We just opened it up and we was like, and we seen two brown bags. You know, like the bags that people be getting tatted on them, the
like
little
that?
Coin bags. It was a brown bag, just like that.
Like some old bank robberies.
Open up, yeah, bank, just like the old cartoons and stuff like that. And we opened it up. Sure enough, there was a gang of quarters in there, like four bags full of quarters. I just started stuffing my pockets with them. Stuffing my pockets with quarters. Tell me why I went back. My pants was sagging. I went back home. I had like $300 in quarters. Mm. I went to school and I told all the homies, like, oh, yeah, this is, yeah, man, I need me a banger. I need something nice. Sure enough, there was some dude from the toe right there. He came through and we went to his pad. He took it out of his little AC, gave him it, you feel me? And that was it.
You gave $300 in quarters, though?
Nah, yeah, I did. I gave him $300. And he was a real one. He took it, though. He took it though, gave us a little revolver. It was cool. The revolver didn't even have no shells. And guess what? My mom came through, found it in the drawer, and took it. Gave it to her man. Gave it to her man. I was like, man, I never liked her man ever since then. Like, man, he's just walking around with my blower in the city like he didn't just take it from a sixth grader. Like,
crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, keep it up. Allegedly, we've all sold things we're not supposed to sell, allegedly, of course. Did you guys accept quarters?
What you mean? Hell yeah. Say anything.
Yeah,
what if 50 Cent
say?
What if 50 Cent say?
No cap.
What
it
if
50
Cent
up,
say,
nigga.
Get rich or die trying? He's like, I don't care. I'll take pennies. I'll take anything, man. Hey, you got a CD
up,
player?
I'm going to take that shit right
you
to
the
Coinstar.
You got an iPad. You got an iPod.
Coinstar, nigga. Inside Albertsons, Coinstar, nigga. You don't know how many times I done hit, nigga. Did whatever I did, nigga. Coinstar on Crenshaw King, nigga.
Yeah.
In the Albertsons. Go right up in that motherfucker with your bag of quarters.
No,
warm in that bitch, nigga. And then
in high school,
yeah, give you a
in high
ticket.
School, the homie used to turn down the quarter, the full of pisons with the quarters.
Man. Yeah, he wasn't about
like,
his bag.
I used to be like, give me all that shit. I used to go home and wash. The whole block shit.
He was
everybody. Who need to wash
everybody
clothes?
Get the laundry.
Give me the $5. Here's some quarters. Boom.
Yeah, he was not about his bag. No cap.
Facts.
All right, so you jump off the porch, sixth grade. You got your strap. It's gone now. So now you already in the street. So you ain't. When did you want to switch from street shit to rap shit?
Man, what's crazy was I always wanted to be a, you feel me? I always wanted to rap ever since I was a kid. Ever since I was a kid, I always used to, but I feel like in San Bernardino, it's not really realistic.
Right.
It's not realistic. It didn't get realistic until like the food pages started popping. That's when I feel like it started getting realistic. That's when it started getting like, because back there, like in San Bernardino, nobody knows, but there's not really no too many studios. And if there is studios, they be holding out on them. You know, not everybody gets along in San Bernardino. Not everybody's friendly. It's not like really like a friendly city.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, there's not too much cameraman, producers, none of that. So it's like, you know, we had to like, you know, look for that type of stuff. So it wasn't really something
or travel.
Like, and on top of it, like when I used to explain to the homies, like, man, we need to get up in the studio. The homies would look at me and be like, what the fuck are you trying to rap? You're a rapper? Like, you're a rapper, man. Get up off that. Come on, man. Let's go hit something. Let's go get some dough. So then that's when it's like, yeah, whenever you would ask the homies, you would get shut down. Like, it was something that people would laugh at. Like,
they didn't see no money in it
yet.
Yeah,
you don't see no money. Exactly. You never really met somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so like, yeah, so stuff like that. But I was still like, man, I can't live my life without doing it. I got to do it. I got to at least, even if I do it and you get laughed at, oh, well, at least you gave it a try. I wouldn't want to be 40 years old being like, damn, I should have did it.
You miss every shot you don't take.
Facts. That's a fact right there. So that wasn't something that I would be able to go to sleep with. Mm. If I was 40 years old, I would have been pissed.
So what age did you make your first song?
Yeah, that was like 3 years ago. Nah, hell no.
Nah.
First time I made
started.
My first song, I was like 18.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to flocking. I flocked and I bought all my studio equipment like at 18.
That's fire.
I brought Pro Tools. Man, you could ask the homies. Mark, man, we went through, we flocked. I came up on some money, went straight to, what is it called? Guitar Center. I bought everything. I bought all, and it never left the box. It never left the box until I met one of the homies, and the homies was like, come on, bro.
Because you didn't know how to use none of that.
I didn't even know how to
or
use
set
none
up.
Of that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah, so I went and finally set it up. I dropped a little song, and that was it. I never did it until like 3 years ago.
And
that's when I started making little songs and stuff like that. So, yeah. So,
and if that was a song that got 40K on SoundCloud?
Nah. Wait, which one? SoundCloud. I forgot what was the first song. What was the first song? Where? I did some song called Where. I just threw it up on SoundCloud. It went crazy though. Because a lot of people don't know, like, we had a name in the city before we was rapping. So we knew a lot of people that was willing to vouch and be like, yeah, like, they live like that, you know? What they talking in that music is real, you know? Because, you know, when you see a little homie that you went to school with and you're like, bro, you was not like that. You were not like that.
Turn that shit right off.
Yeah, you don't get to speak about that. We ain't even going to listen to that. Everybody was behind me. The whole city was behind me. So it was like, you know? Yeah,
that's fire.
So once I dropped the songs, they was going crazy on SoundCloud. They was going crazy on the music videos and... So it was like, you know, it was there.
Fat Lady sang after that, huh? Everything just started coming.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's when Bid Didn't, that came out, and that's when it went.
Bid Didn't did that.
You feel me? That shit is crazy.
And that's when I start getting love out here. That's when I start getting love out here.
That's when I heard it.
You start getting love out here in LA, that's when you know, because to be from the IE and get accepted out here in LA is a little hard.
And look, on behalf of LA, I want to apologize because we haters. Care about numbers, and we're haters.
Yeah,
and that's just facts. I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
facts. Like,
we got this weird shit where we be hating on IE niggas. Yeah. I'll be the nigga who don't be on that.
Yeah,
niggas
facts.
No, I be supporting hella niggas from the IE.
Yeah.
Niggas be acting like
haters. I love
like
IE bitches, so I can't hate
me?
Motherfuckers.
Like,
I like
bitches.
Hey, that's what's crazy, because they're old to us now.
No.
Hey, you probably sleeping with the homie's baby mom.
He said he been did that.
And he's like, I like IE bitches. Like, damn, shit, that's the homie's baby mom right there.
but that it's true. And especially for a Mexican, bro. And I do want to give you that, because I know you talked about it on the Kevin Moore interview, but everything was going on from the King Most Wanted to I Like It, and everybody was kind of doing their thing, but they weren't Mexican. We fucked with it.
And then
seeing you come out of there and just fucking like roared out and went crazy, and even that, what you said in the Kevin Moore interview, where you were like, man, I was the first Mexican to get 1 million views in rap.
Because
I know there was Fuerza Regida, but that was
original.
In the rap, in
hip-hop. You the first one with 1 million?
For sure he is. Nigga. We need to get Boy of Plaque, City of the Key, San Bernardino Mayor. Let's figure it out.
There's a lot of talent out there in the city. I feel like, man, we could probably be bigger than what we are if everybody would come together. You feel me? But like I said, San Bernardino's not really like a friendly city. It's not. But it's going to take years to get like that. And it's like, you know, I don't blame nobody. We all know the environment, how it can be. So it's like we respect everybody's space at the end of the day. Like, you know, we'll come through. But when the time's ready.
When timing aligns and everything starts to make sense for everybody. When Ben did that, popped off, how did more of that, like, you Ben had ops, you fools don't like each other, but how much more did it grow?
Say you didn't like me. Say you didn't like me, and now you driving around the whole city. Now you hearing at every red light, at every stop sign. Isn't that gonna make you just start punching the air when you get home?
No. Well, shit, yeah.
Boosie said it. A nigga built that envy.
Yeah.
Feel me? When a nigga hears you chilling everywhere.
Imagine you chilling and shit like that. You hate us already. You want us dead. You want us dead. And then you driving and you see your girl put my song on.
Is that gonna make you hate me even more?
Fuck that.
My bitch put the ops, I'm hot.
Say y'all did something to a nigga, right? And then one day, he chilling in his apartment, nigga. Yeah. He wake up, smell food, and he just hear, bitch, I been did that.
You feel me?
I be hot.
You feel me?
I be hot. Turn that shit off. You feel me?
Get the fuck up on the house too, bitch.
Yeah, no, that's facts. That's facts. I feel like I got people that hate me for something that I didn't even do it. My homies did, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's
you
comes
a fault
with
by
it.
Association, dog.
Yeah.
But what about your homies? Like, what about the effect they got from it? Because I know a lot of my homies, like, example, nobody knows the story, but Jakarta got cracked before because of me. He cracked open his head. Pow!
Yeah.
And it was like,
you got ops for real?
Motherfucker, I'm a joiner.
I know niggas don't like you.
I'm a comedian,
once
dog.
Once you do shit,
but it's a little different.
You, I didn't know you
Look, but it's because I'm not a rapper.
Because you used to paint and shit too, or you still do, right?
I mean, shit, I'm from the block, you feel me?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
But a lot of people get serious.
Hey, that tagging, that's what I was just about to say right now. That tagging shit gets serious.
But it's a gang of shit. But also, like, bro, like, what time is it right now? It's 5 p.m. I think I have a billboard getting installed for my brown bag show at the Novo Theater. in a couple places they don't like and you know about tomorrow. So you know what I mean? Yeah. You're mad at you. Bro, if I beat the dog shit out of you in high school.
Facts.
And the homies beat the dog shit out of you and maybe, I don't know, some other alleged things. And yeah. You see me on No Jumper and going viral and kicking it with big ass comedians and doing, I'm gonna be mad too. So imagine this fool. San Bernardino's big, but it's small as shit.
It's real small. Yeah.
So now he here right now. Oh, they're gonna be mad.
They're gonna be mad as fuck.
They're gonna be mad.
Definitely gonna be mad.
Facts. Yep, that's facts. But it's like, it comes with the territory. You feel me? It comes with the territory. We can't shy out just because, you know.
Yeah.
We can't shy. We still gotta keep doing it. We gotta keep moving.
And then what about the bitches?
The bitches, I don't know what you like smokers.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you was referring to the city.
No, I'm not.
I thought you was referring to
the like, fuck smokers.
Yeah, you.
San Bernardino got some baddies. Don't put the bitches from San Bernardino.
That's crazy.
Bro, where are all your baby mamas from? They're from not from San Bernardino.
My baby mom's from like Fontana, a little more out there. Like
Rio. That's smoked out, though.
We not going for
Fontana smoked out.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little bit. Hey, it's better than anything. It's better than San Bernardino.
No, but what I'm saying is like, because I'm pretty sure before BM, bitches were already around. You fools were the joints.
Oh, still are. Still are.
Yeah, you fools were joints in the city. But imagine now, you fools are joints, and one of the homies, the biggest rapper coming out.
Hey, I was just saying that, too. I did a couple little moves for maneuvers for the homies and shit like that. I be having females come through, like, hey, come through for the homies, you feel me? Or come through for me, I'm going to be right there. And then the girls get there, and I do the dash through the back door, and they be like, where's J.I.? He's not good. I'm already on the E-way. I'm on my way to some for sure pussy. Like
J.I., stupid as shit, huh?
Nah, yeah, but the homies end up cracking them, too, so it's good. It's good. Yeah.
So when you drop, Bitch, I Been Did That, or even before that, what was, like, the first popular rapper to like reach out, or popular motherfucker in general to reach out and be like, this shit fire?
Damn.
Duna?
Yeah, because I remember you shared it on your story. Yeah, I remember when bro shared it.
With my people.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Bro was one of the first ones.
That shit's a banger. Yeah, how the fuck hosted that shit?
Yeah, nah, I seen bro posted on his story. That's when I was like, and that's love right there. And then, of course, Phoenix tapped in. Then I did that song with Memo.
That's crazy.
Everybody started coming from, you know, from everywhere.
That's domino effect.
Like, yeah, it was a domino effect after that. So it was cool. And then, yeah, we started locking in, started coming more out here. Yeah, so.
And how serious is it to you now? Like, you're popping food, but I know there's so much more. I feel like you know that you could do.
That's facts right there. I feel like, man, sometimes I be playing with it, though. I feel like I could be going harder than what I am. What I feel like a lot of the stuff that be going on that's surrounded behind us and stuff like that kind of gets up in the way, but it's like you can't get sidetracked from that. You got to stay focused on it because that's exactly what they want. They want you to slow down. They you know, man, the devil works, you feel me? So it's like they want you to stop. They want you to, you know, but it's like you can't. So it's like I got to put all that to the side. I got to push all that to the side, and I got to keep pushing. Got to keep getting in the studio, keep going, keep grinding, you know? So it's like, and plus I got two little ones. So they depending on me, you know?
What ages?
I got one, and she's about to be 3 years old, and I got a 10-month-old. So it's like, you know?
Well, 10-month-old a baby.
Oh, yeah, she's a baby right there. Yeah.
You have two girls?
Two girls, man.
Oh,
I did some shit in my past. God is still punishing me to this day. I'm going to be pissed if I try to push for a boy and I get another girl. That's when
man,
I know,
I got one girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's your twin, by the way.
Yeah,
she's beautiful, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, this fool got a twin.
Yeah.
Shit was creepy. She walked in like, I was like, oh, it's suspect baby all the way.
Yeah. Nah, but yeah, man, I feel like, and then on top of it, like even like the first year of the music, I was getting offered deals, I was getting offered all types of shit, but I was turning them down because I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't trying to get done in. Because you hear all these bad stories about people, you know, now they stuck, now you can't do nothing, now you getting shelved. So I was just like, man, I'm cool because I'm still 100% independent. I don't got no distribution deals. I don't got no manager. I manage myself, you know. Sometimes I let my people put something into play for me. But other than that, I take care of everything by myself, you know. Book my own shows. I do everything like that. So it's like, you know, it comes with a little, you know, a little sweeter taste when you do everything by yourself. You feel me? But at the same time, I do see myself bigger than what I am.
Mm-hmm. And I think even that, like with how you said right now, like, bro, you're nothing to play with when it comes to this rap shit. And like, bro, like you
appreciate
really
that.
Rap, fool.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And I love how like the couple times I met you, it's always like the same people with you.
Yeah, yeah, facts. Yeah.
Where's the ugly motherfucker I really like?
He's busted. He busted.
Funny.
Mr. Still Hitting Licks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, that's the boy right there.
Riley, put the camera on me. Free the guy, man.
Yeah.
Funniest, most fucking, bro's a fool, dog.
Hey, I love the homie right there. I love the homie right there. But sometimes I got to tell him, like, hey, bro, chill out, bro. Like,
not with me.
Hyper, bro.
Not like, with me. Bro got real bad ADHD.
He one of those.
No, he's like.
He need Adderall.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Like, he's.
No,
dude,
no.
He's
yeah.
He needs Xanax.
I love him to death, though, bro.
Yeah, nah, cool. Facts. I got love for bro right there. But, yeah, he had to go. He was out here for a cool little minute. He was messing up, but yeah, he had to go turn himself in, get that out the way. And so that's, I feel like that's, you know, best. Like, hey, just go knock it out the way. You feel me? But it's easy to say when you ain't the one. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, knock that out the way. So when you get out, you know, we can get back to it. We can get back to it. But I wish all the homies would get up in the booth too and start spinning. But it's like, you know, you can't force someone to do something that they feel like that wasn't their calling. You know?
Right. How was it the first time you performed and you and your homies reacted to somebody, the whole crowd, just word for word?
Oh, yeah, that's still crazy right there, too, because we'd be on the ride homes, and the homies be still getting, bro, did you see that? Man, you really him, like, you know? So it's like, yeah. But, you know, I feel like regardless, like, even if they wasn't singing, you know, all my peoples is still right there next to me. A lot of my peoples go for my safety. They go for my safety, you know?
Shout out them,
by the way. At the end of the day, like, that's what it, you know? That's really what they do. Like, you know, there's times where my cousins call, my homies call, and they're like, hey, like, we're going to pick you up. We're going to, you know, we sliding tonight, you know? So it's like, damn, I haven't seen y'all in a month. Like, you think we're about to let you go to the show by yourself? Mm. Come on, man, we going. So it's like, you know, and even I even had club little promoters and stuff like that. Like, hey, bro, please don't come that deep next time. Like,
well, then I ain't going, bitch.
I ain't going there, you feel me? They'd be like, come through. They'd be like, come with just you and four people. Wait, hold on. You sound like you set me up. You trying to set me up?
Yeah,
FaceTime
that.
Me. Who is this? I'm not going unless you FaceTime me.
Nah, how do you feel about the clubs? You don't be going to clubs?
Yeah. I'll go every here and there. It's cool. You feel me? Step out real quick. Go have some fun real quick. You feel me? Get my face seen for a little bit. Good promotion right there.
Facts.
Might run into a little something right there. You feel me?
How does BM feel about your life?
She hates it. I mean, it is what it is, you know? I feel like it is what it is, you know? I feel like, I don't know, that's a hard topic right there.
Cut it. Almighty, like, don't ask a jab.
Go
I went through
home
this.
And it be over with, you know what I'm saying?
I feel that. It's okay, he'll fight in a month.
Nah, but you feel me? I'm a good dad regardless. That's you know.
And that's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah. Like you know, I'm not one of them, you know? I take care of my kids. I do everything, you know. You might catch me with a pink backpack on, you know.
How to have your daughter change you?
A lot.
Speak on it.
It man, like crazy. When I first dropped my first music video, that's when I was like, man, I need to do something with this music. I can't be playing with it. I was like, my daughter's about to be born in, you know, next month. I got to do something. I got to do a music video. And that was something that I was always terrified to do, was to do a music video, because I knew I had a feeling like, man, once we do this music video, we're going to start getting pointed out. We're going to stick out like a sore thumb in the city. And I don't want that. I want to be low key. But it's like, you got to do that. It's either you're going to do it or not.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You going to do it or not? You make up your mind up now. Like, come on, you got this little one that's about to be born. You need to do something. So it's just like, man, let's do it. You know, whatever comes with it, comes with it. Let's do it. I'm ready for it. And then, bam, my little daughter came out. And then, bam, I dropped the video. And so it was timing.
Same shit happened for me.
Yeah. So if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't even be rapping, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's a crazy thing, though. Because imagine, and if you guys don't know, he's not just talking about people don't like him. We're talking about the cops. Yeah. The cops is all up in the videos, watching shit. And that's a scary thing, bro. Mm-hmm. I have a cops tell me, like, I'm like, bro, I'll be making Instagram skits.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, damn, motherfucker, you.
And it's funny, too, because I would say, like, what? Like, four times already, the homies will call me up and be like, hey, bro, the cops just pulled me over right now. Yeah, the cops just pulled me over right now, asking about you, asking where you live at, asking everything. He's like, bro, I told him, I don't even know who you are. Who is that? Then the other homie said that he was driving. He had his window down. He said he was wearing his hat like this. He's driving through the town. And he said the cops blurted him, pulled him out, was being rough with him. And he was like, you know, why are you tripping on me? They're like, damn, bro, to be honest, we thought you were J.I. Benz.
Hmm.
And it's like, so, you know, So it's like little, you know, little things like that. You feel me? It, like I said, it comes with the territory. It comes with it. You feel me? It's just, you know.
You got to get up out your city, my boy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know. Shit, we got like 3 homies that got killed by cops. You feel me? Mm. Got killed by the day. It's corrupt out there. It's a corrupt city out there. So that's like, scary, yeah, one of the homies, he was chilling. He went to the pad. It was early in the morning. The homie Gordo, rest in peace. He came through. He was like, I'm about to make some breakfast. You feel me? I'm going to go to the store real quick. I'm going to go get some breakfast. He went to the store, go get some breakfast, and then, bam, got a call. They was crying. We went to the scene, and there was blood everywhere. And they said the cops, as soon as he jumped up out the whip, they land him up. And just, that was it.
So rest in peace,
like, yeah, yeah. So it's like.
Dog, but 3, dog? Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of them. The homie's dad, too. The homie's dad, yep.
He got shot 18 times.
Yeah, he got
by shot. By the cops?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh my God!
Yeah, sound like you feel me? Sound like man?
Yeah. So I ain't gonna lie. There's been a couple of times where I ran from them. I ran from the cops, and the first thing they say is, "Get down! I'm gonna blow your head off!" And I'm down on the floor. I'll be thanking God, like, damn man, they could have popped me any time from any running from them. Movement. I ran from them 3 times, and I had to talk with my mom. My mom was like, "You need to stop doing that. They don't play, like, you know." So it's like. You know, it is what it is. You feel me? Gotta be grateful that, hey, you know I wasn't, you know, that select few.
You got some good shit going on, bro. You got to get up out your city, yeah, my nigga. Yeah, you got some good shit going on.
Temecula's beautiful, dog. You been?
Temecula.
It's beautiful. You been?
Yeah.
Temecula's beautiful.
They got big ass houses.
Yeah. Rancho Cucamonga's beautiful, dog. Yeah. Fuck up out of there, man.
Hey, even if I do move, I'll still be like, I don't know where I live. I won't even drop that.
You feel me? Hey, he got to move towards this way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this where the good shit at.
Yeah, bro, you ever heard of Silver Lake?
Silver Lake, nah.
Oh, you going to be.
Silverwood Lake?
Silver Lake.
Fire. Oh,
no, not where you motherfuckers be at. Yeah. Silver Lake over here is a very beautiful city, man.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's ugly. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Hella hipsters.
Yeah.
Your kids are going to be vegan with. It's okay.
Okay, let's do
safety,
it.
Safety, man.
Do
it. And for a cop arrested, white people will come out. Leave them alone.
Facts. Yeah. Get a ticket for littering and shit. Oh, God. You know what I'm saying? Get your kids in private school and shit.
Pick that can up.
You feel me?
Hell yeah. How did the song with JLP come about?
Man, you know what? One of my boys reached out to me and was like, "Hey, bro, I just got off the phone." Because a lot of people don't know, but we grew up right down the street from each other. We grew up like right. We grew up at these little stores. I don't know if y'all ever seen them, but they're these 2-store. I shot videos in front of them plenty of times. These little stores right there. There's 2 stores where they're right across the street from each other. 2 liquor stores right across the street from each other. We lived in a house, like, say this is the store right here. I grew up like 4 houses down this way, and then another crib 4 houses down this way, and then another one up the street. So we lived in 3 houses, 3 different houses in front of them stores. And them stores right there are like historic. And them stores, like, to us, you know, to the Hispanics out there, it's like historic. That's the block right there, you know. So everybody goes up in there, pays their respect real quick, goes right there, kicks it at those corner stores, you know. And he lived like on the other side. He lived on the other side. So it was like, you know, but we never really knew each other. We never really knew each other like that growing up.
2 different lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same. And if you don't know who JLP is, he's part of one of the biggest Mexican groups ever. Like, just sold out crypto and shit like that.
Nah, facts. That's fire. Yeah, facts. I wish I spoke Spanish because I'll probably be over there, you know, on a track with him. But I don't speak Spanish, so.
Oh,
you know,
my God, never mind. I don't fuck with you no more.
Yeah, man.
No, I'm just fucking.
Oh, no, blame my mom. Blame, you know.
Because your mom speaks Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was like.
She never taught you?
Even my, none of that. Like, even my grandma from Long Beach, like, when we go and visit her, because she speaks Spanish, would always tell her, like, man, like, I don't even speak Spanish. Like, she'll be like, man, you don't need to speak Spanish. Like, you're from America. She's like, I came out here for you, you know, so you can, you know, speak English, facts. You know, so you can live this different
That's
life.
That's a very
so
valid
like,
point.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like. I mean, it is what it is, but still, like, that's
still
something that,
feel
like,
something,
you
feel me? You know what I'm saying?
You kind of feel like you feel like an outsider sometimes, you know, when you see all the fights of homies and they, you know, talking to gang of shit.
Yeah,
you
that
like,
shit sucks when you can't order carne asada.
Man, I can say every fuck. Food.
You like how I did it right there?
No, I can say all the foods in Spanish. You feel me? I say every food in Spanish, but I can't say other, Spanglish.
That's figure it out one day. Get some Rosetta Stone.
Yeah
you know what I mean.
So you guys grew up so like within like 1 mile radius from each other.
Not even. How does it tell? Yeah, like 0.2.
Oh shit.
0.2. You know. So it was like But like, yeah. So them little stores right there, like everybody would come to them stores right there, and we just kick it in front of them stores. So we all knew the same, you know. So one of my boys hit me up, and he's like, hey, bro, like I knew JLP, you know, since high school. You know, he tapped in with me. He said, let's get a song. You know, he's trying to get you on a song. I'm like, bet that. So we tapped in, you know, and, you know, he's just showing love to the city. I'm showing love to the city because, you know, I did that a couple of times. I went through, worked with a couple of, you know, some artists from the city and stuff like that. So, yeah, so he reached out and we knocked it out. We knocked it out. So it was like, you know, shout out to him. Shout out to all. Honestly, shout out to every San Bernardino artist that's out there. You feel me? Doing their thing because it's like, the end of the day, we just trying to make the city pop. You know, we trying to do it for, you know, we trying to get this going for the future kids, you know, that want to make music, that want to do stuff like that. So if we got to pay the way, let's do it. You feel me? Because there's money into this. There's money in this. A lot of people don't know that, but there's money into this. And it's like, man, if we could spread that, you know, and make, you know, get this little homie up out the hood, maybe he could get some dough, you know, take, you know, get his ass busy so he don't get popped or nothing like that, then let's do it. You feel me? We're going to do that.
That's what it's for. You got to treat people on your way up how you want to be treated on your way down. You never know who
facts.
Next.
Yeah, facts. What I say in one of my second songs, I said, it's counting from the bottom of the map, trying to make it to the top so I can send the ladder back. Like, you feel me? So it's like, it's real, man. We just trying to send that ladder back. We just trying to get it, you know?
How do you feel about love music?
Like, love music?
Because you know that shit never dies, right?
Yeah. Nah. It's funny, too, because we was talking about that, too. Like, it's cool to have guys listen to your music at the end of the day, but the females are the ones that really... The homies ain't finna have a poster of you up in the room, but this female's about to have a poster of you. You feel me? Ain't no guy about to walk around with a shirt, a picture of me on the shirt.
We got egos. Females don't got egos. Yeah. They gonna buy it, and they gonna always kids and females.
Yeah, facts. Yeah,
kids but you gotta, I don't know. Maybe drop like a Love Gangster album or something.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm willing to do anything right now. They don't know me and you got one, huh? Me and bro got one.
That was cool. Honestly, I was just dibbling and dabbling. I like to have fun, but rapping and making music is hard.
It is.
Y'all think
when
too
much. When you serious, you really got to think, bro.
Yeah, like, I hate this.
Unless
studio.
You want to copy and paste other niggas' shit, you really got to think, bro. Yeah,
are you throwing shots right now? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not too familiar with your music, so I couldn't No, I'm not.
No, I thought you were throwing shots at her.
Oh,
other people.
Somebody. You never know. You never know.
No, but yeah.
Hey, whoa, chill. I thought bro was about to swing on you right now. He's getting a little too, you feel me?
They finna pack me
what
up.
What you say?
Hell, yeah. You feel me? Say it again. Say what again?
Hell yeah. That's facts. And that's good that your career so early and you already thinking like that, like, yeah, man, we gotta start making shit for the ladies.
And facts.
Shit like that. And I've told that to all the homies that I ever talked to. Like, I'm like, bro, you gotta like, bro, it's cool, but bitches don't always like this gangster shit. They try to cry to some shit.
Yeah, cause man, they can't relate to some of the stuff that we saying.
Yeah,
you feel me? But the guys can, so it's like you gotta give them something to relate to.
Gotta be able to feed to everybody in the pond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
Don't chill. I hit your car to send you a hook today.
Yeah, come on, fire. He's good on hooks. Hey, them hooks. Yeah, he be on them hooks. He be on them hooks. Crazy.
Man, what else is next for you, dog? I know you got so much going on. What's coming?
Man, honestly, it's just staying busy. Staying busy. That's what I've been trying to do lately is just stay busy. Like, every opportunity, I've been going up back to opportunities that I was offered, you know, a year ago. And I'm just, like, digging through the files, like, you feel me? Like, even, like, the Lil Shaka deal. You know, I was like, man, let me go chop it up with them real quick, see what we talking about, see what we can make happen. Even like like deals that were offered to me, like, you know what, bring them back up. Let's talk about it. Let's see. You feel me? Because I was always telling myself, like, I want to sign a deal. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do none of that because it's like I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But it's like you're never going to know what you get yourself into unless you go sit down and talk.
You're smart to do that, though. You built your leverage.
Leverage, facts.
You build your leverage, and you're always going to get a better deal.
Yeah, facts. Because it's like, man, you know what? I ain't trying to rush nothing at the end of the day because, you know, we still eating at the end of the day, but I know there's a bigger plate out there.
Way bigger fucking plate out there.
Yeah, but it's like you can't move off of, you know, just being, what's that word, like, eager, like, you feel me? You can't just be too hungry.
Can't be too thirsty. You're gonna make a wrong move. You're gonna stumble.
You feel me? Exactly. So you gotta, you know, you gotta play it smart. You gotta stall it out if you have to. You feel me? Go sleep on it. Wake back up. You a whole different person, you know?
And you already got so much momentum, like how you said, like, fucking with Mammo, you up here right now, you fucking Bravo fucks with your feelings. But I also see you kicking with OGZ too.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
be putting
yeah.
up to the show. Yeah, I'm yeah, like, he one of the biggest Mexicans to ever do it in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah, no,
the world actually.
Me and bro, we was just kicking it over there for his birthday bash.
Yeah,
it's cool, but he's real good people. You feel me? A lot of people don't know. But like he's a humble dude.
Humble
he's
a real humble dude. I was just gonna say that.
I fuck with bro. And I feel like I fuck with anybody that is willing to, you feel me, step down and come, you feel me, show some love, because that's real right there. A lot of people be stingy with their lanes. Mm-hmm. So when somebody goes and does something like that, it means a lot to me. And I feel like me and all my brothers, the way we grew up is like when somebody does something, like we love hard, you feel me? So it's like when we fuck with someone, we fuck with y'all the long way. Like, you feel me? We don't just dibble and dabble with this. Okay, now you're my dog now for life. You feel me? Where, you know, I feel like that's how we grew up, you know? We grew up like that. So it's like, you know, when someone fucks with us, we fuck with them even tougher, like, you feel me? So it's like,
And then, shit, that's important, dog, because just like how people understand, when you experiment with new shit, like, and work with new people, it's a vibe.
Yeah,
because
nah,
you testing all each other's culture. Like, when he did that in the way, he was in San Bernardino kicking it something around.
We had a show out there.
And then he pulled up on, and you pulled up, and it was all love.
Facts.
What's up? Woo, woo.
That's what I'm saying. Cool. Like, you know, that's really respected right there. Like, you know, there's nothing I can't do but respect it. You feel me? So for him doing that, he's a real one right there. And that's bro right there.
Yeah, shout out to OGZ.
Shout out to bro right there.
Hell yeah, man. Well, man, Jai, we appreciate you coming by, man.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
Thank you for talking to us, dog. People don't talk.
Yeah, you know, niggas is not talking. We're in interviews and shit.
Man, appreciate you for not swinging on me, buddy.
Hell no, you know I couldn't do that.
All the San Bernardino hoes, tap in with me and Almighty. We're knocking you down.
You don't want no San Bernardino hoes. Like, y'all, come on.
Oh, never mind. Fuck you bitches in.
Yeah, come on.
Ugly, dusty Vans wearing.
You feel me?
This nigga didn't win ham.
Yeah, you bitches smell ugly. What's that mall called that shut down with two windows?
Yeah, Carousel.
You bitches smell like Carousel, bitch.
Yes, sir. Carousel. Yes, sir.
Y'all smell like the Greyhound. Damn, I got one of the Greyhounds.
Hey, the blade be cracking. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Good old G Street, man.
You feel me? Hey, G Street be cracking right there.
Almighty is allegedly, you guys. Don't
allegedly.
Don't do that.
Yeah, come on.
All right, Jai, give them all your IG. Tell them where they can find you on everything.
Jai_bands with 2 Z's. You feel me? I don't really do too much Twitter or TikTok like that, but we're going to get into that. But yeah.
And no more FaceTime.
Find me on it. Yeah.
Sid, please.
That's my daughter's name right
now,
there.
Your daughter's name is cool. No more.
None of that. We done. You feel me? I put the B on my face. RP Bands, RP Blacks. But yeah, other than that, we done.
Man. Y'all make sure you go follow Jans Almighty. I appreciate you coming and assisting, but make sure you follow Jans on all platforms. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, go run it up.
Yep.
If you an artist and you got money, come through with it. The homie charge you back for a feature. You feel me?
Sir.
You got people to figure and homies to dream. You know what I mean? Whatever comes with it.
Big
thank y'all for watching.
Get your Glocks and mount up. Dino raise me. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Shout out IE to LA.
Yes, sir.
We out this motherfucker. This is no jumper. Bow.
Yes, sir.